Berkey, we often talk about the pressure that jockeys are under, particularly a bloke like Huey Bowman when he's riding a champion like Winx, and it feels like the whole country's just concentrating on one particular moment. We had that at about 8:45 or a little bit later yesterday morning with the barrier trial, but not sort of the pressure that he faced by trying to walk the Kokoda track as well the previous week. So we thought we'd have a good chat with Huey. G'day, Huey.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Matt. How are you guys?
Yeah, mate. We are well. Really well. Bit of a contrast of a week for you, mate. Firstly, you seemed more happy than normal with the performance of Winx.
Oh, look, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's just exciting to have her back, and she's certainly in good shape. And I suppose the proof will be in the pudding when she gets to the races for the first day. But, yeah, she seems to be back and in good order. So... I'm pleased about that.
Do we read into, and I know there's superstitions in sport and the rest of it, and the whole haven't won a barrier trial, where we did the big thing about, you know,
you think it's a bad omen.
Broken the duck. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, people jump on board, mate. I used to have my socks pulled up to the top of my knees, and I knew it was going to be a good day. Is there anything like that, Huey, when you ride such an incredible horse?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of, added. What would you say, sort of scrutiny, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone's wondering how she's going and where she's at. So, there's a lot more to it. And I'd be lying if I said you don't feel it. But in saying that, a horse like that gives you a lot of confidence and, you know, excitement. So, yeah, it's all part of the journey.
Did you ask her for more than you normally would, mate, when you clicked her up? Did you want to win that barrier trial? Did she have to work a little bit harder than you wanted her to work?
Oh, no, she didn't. No, it wasn't really about winning. But we haven't tested her out on the track at home just yet. So we were keen to just make sure she was pushed off the bridle and used herself to a premium, just to more so for her fitness levels than anything else. I mean, yeah, it was meaningless whether we won or lost. It really didn't matter. But I mean, the fact that she won probably doesn't mean much either. It looks good in the book, I guess, but yeah, it doesn't mean much else. Yeah. So, no, it was just more about getting her fitness levels to where they need to be so that she can perform well first up.
Now, mate, can I ask a question for all the mug punters out there?
Well, we're all mug punters.
Well, let's go even further. A mugger punter. But I played footy for a living. And if I went to training, I put on my footy boots, my footy socks, a jersey and the rest of it. Mate, we keep seeing this vision of you in your RMs and jeans.
Hey,
is that just play on? Do you not kit up and do it all properly for a barrier trial?
No, we don't. A lot of the country meeting, because there's not the volume of horses out there, they'll do their barrier trials on race day after the last race.
Okay.
So naturally, they will wear their full kit. But no, it's just based. What it is, it's a training process. It's a non-competitive race. The horses go through the system, but it's really not much more than track work. It's more like track work than a race, but it's really more beneficial for the younger horses to teach them how to cope with horses around them and get the competitive juices flowing. Mm-hmm. With the older and more experienced horses, it really is nothing more than a fitness process, because they'll get their heart rate up a lot more than what they would if they were just simply going out and galloping on the track in the morning on their own.
Right.
Huey, I don't want to be a Gary give-up, but in the barriers, can you take us through the drama? Did Winx get a leg up over the stall?
Yeah, she put a foot on the till for a moment, just on the side. But, you know, I've always said that she, you know, that's the only place, only time that I'm ever nervous when I'm on her is in the barriers, because she can be a bit fractious, and that's nothing new. It's the first time she's got a leg up on the side, but it's nothing new. And, you know, hopefully, like, she's an intelligent individual, so it'd be nice to think she'll learn from that. She might be a little bit more careful in future.
That would be a concern, though, wouldn't it, that she actually got a leg up there?
Oh, the fact it was up there, it's not ideal. But
no.
if it got over, that would be a concern.
Right.
But, like I said, she's been fractious in the barriers, you know, from day one. And she just gets anxious and that, you know, she just wants to get on with it. As she gets on into a preparation, that will settle down a little bit. But like I said, you certainly wouldn't want her to get a leg over. But
right,
as I said, she's an intelligent horse and we'd like to think she might learn from that and be a bit more careful next time.
Well, mate, you certainly got the interest of not only the racing world, but everybody sparked up again as we look ahead to her races coming up. But we've got to ask you the question about Kokoda and...
How good.
How good and 3 days worth. Is that right? That's quite incredible.
Yeah, it was a pretty quick trip. There's pros and cons to that. Obviously, we had really good weather, which helped us do it in that time. We were very fortunate. The only rain we came across was the last couple of hours. You know, if we had come across that weather in the early stages, it would have been tough. But in saying that, look, it was a very, very worthwhile experience. It was something I always wanted to do. And with a great group of guys, we were able to raise some money for the Mark Hughes Foundation and the National Jockeys Trust, and we're really, we're really proud of what we did, and it was a great life experience. But 3.5 days, I don't think I'd recommend it. And one of the negatives to doing that was we didn't really get time to indulge into the history. I mean, our trek guide, Mark Yeomans from Adelaide, he was very helpful in explaining what went on, but we didn't have time to sit down and reflect. We were literally on the move. But, you know, we walked, stopped for 5 minutes here and there and slept. Literally all we did.
Right, right. So, because I'm quite fascinated by it. So you'd recommend it, Huey, but you'd recommend it, you know, do it, give yourself some time, suck it all up, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I would, especially, you know, I mean, there was four jockeys with us. Chris Smith, who's obviously an ex
league player.
International rugby league player, and Jamie Stumer, who sponsored the trip. You know, so walking to help.com, I think you can still actually donate the moment. So if anyone wants to help out.
Yeah, walking to help.
But we were with five professional athletes, and it was a test. It really was. And,
did you smash them, though?
We did. We smashed them, yeah.
You're not.
But I'd recommend minimum of 6 days.
Minimum. Yeah.
Not so much, just so you can take in the history, because there's a real history lesson there, and you're never going to imagine what the soldiers went through, and you know, it's the sort of thing. Unless you were there doing it, you're never going to be able to imagine it. But you can at least reflect and appreciate, you know, what they might have gone through, and just get an understanding of it, because it really is something.
Yeah, well, that's quite fascinating, but the recommendation is to take the time. Mate, I know you had winks yesterday, but I hear you backed another winner. Now, I've got a disclaimer here. I'm an ambassador for Mercedes-Benz at Parramatta. I believe you got a new drive.
Got a new drive. So I've gone on board with Mercedes-Benz Parramatta as one of their ambassadors. And to be perfectly honest, I was very honoured to be asked to take on that role, and picked up the new GLEL yesterday afternoon, and it's very smooth. Still doesn't quite have the pace of Winx.
No.
I wouldn't be testing it out anyway.
Didn't get the leg up over the barrier.
No, all four wheels stayed firmly on the pavement.
Hey,
very smooth drive, so no, very happy to be a part of their outfit too.
Yeah, which is great. Hey, mate, just a quick one from me, because I am a desperate. If you... Apart from Winx, is there one horse over the spring you're looking forward to, apart from Winx?
Look, not really. I'm always keen with the three-year-olds. I've ridden a nice one from Chris Wallace Stable called Calculated, who I think is a really nice horse. Whether we see the best of him this spring, or he might be 6 months away, but I think he's a really nice horse to follow. Apart from that, I haven't thought a lot about it, to be honest. So, Invader, who I won the size produce on, he's another exciting up-and-coming three-year-old. So, I guess my focus will be, first and foremost, probably the Golden Rose, because I really do enjoy trying to suss out the nice three-year-olds and even the ones going forward to maybe a VRC derby. So, that'll be the area I'll be concentrating on.
I'm sure you'll find one.
Amongst others.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find
one. Mara Main's a horse that ran second on the weekend. I reckon he's going to be one to follow through the milk. Sydney and Melbourne Spring too.
It was a hell of a comeback, no doubt. Huey, always, mate, grateful for your time. Well done on the Kokoda, and thanks for giving us that insight into Winx as well.
You're welcome. Anytime.